Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The world-renowned expert on Alfred Kinsey and human sexology is Dr. Judith Reisman, and she is our very special guest today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Dr. Reisman has written a lot of material, but two books I would recommend that you read. You can go to lc.org to order them, Sexual Sabotage and also Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. Dr. Reisman, welcome back to Faith and Freedom.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt. I'm glad to be here.
Well, one of the things that we have talked about with regards to Kinsey is all of his human sexology was based upon fraud. The objective was to abolish the concept that there is a God who exists and marriage and Judeo-Christian values. And to do that, he took the lid off of human sexuality. He actually encouraged his staff, as you so clearly write and document, whether it would be as he was doing this or Pomeroy, who also worked with him and began the first sexology training institute in San Francisco. He encouraged them to literally have sexual activity with one another. And if they did not, then they would ultimately, he and his colleagues would say, you can't be scientific, because if you have any opposition to any kind of sexology or sexual activity, then you can't be an objective scientist. This guy was fraud from the very beginning. But the question is, why are people still relying upon Kinsey, even, sadly, the United States Supreme Court has done that over its history?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the most egregious, I think, the ones that jumped out at me was the 2003 decision, Lawrence versus Texas, or vice versa.
Correct.
Yeah, when the decision was made to legalize sodomy across the length and breadth of this nation, and that decision to legalize sodomy for everybody was made based on the 1955 Model Penal Code, Matt, as you know, which was, of course, completely based, the 1955 Model Penal Code, American Law Institute Model Penal Code, was completely based on Kinsey's claims about the normality and the commonness of sodomy in the United States of America. Now, he admitted that he had 1,200 sex offenders. I mean, he admitted that in his books, that he had 1,200 sex offenders that he was relying on, that he called Average Joe, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Guy. Yeah.
Well, and Dr. Reisman, you have continual friendships and relationships to this day with people who are up in years, but they were little children at the time of Kinsey. And Kinsey was paying either their father, their grandfather, or someone else to have sexual relationships with the kids.
Oh.
And they were turning around and reporting that to Kinsey, and that ended up in Kinsey's books.
Absolutely. Not relationships. They were raping this child. And one of his early victims is still alive in California. And I keep hoping we can get through to our new president, Trump, you know, with this kind of information. And she is still ready to appear in any congressional hearing at all to testify about that.
Well, that would be a bombshell.
Her grandfather.
That would be a bombshell. That would be powerful.
Yeah, my question, I mean, it just continues. How are we allowing this to continue when it's based on such absurd sexual sin?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's global. Of course, it's not just the United States, although the United States stands as the teacher of such things.
Yeah.
And my book, as you know, Matt, my books were republished, two of them, in France separately, both, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, and also Sexual Sabotage, and in Croatia, and in China. It's supposed to be out.
Yeah, it's coming out in Chinese as well, in China. Dr. Reisman went to several countries that were moving down the wrong path, and this little lady spent a week there. Which was that, Croatia? where they ultimately, because of her, reversed their course on the issue of sex education in the schools. And it's all because of the research that Dr. Kinsey presented and debating in public. She became like a rock star, this woman in restaurants and on the streets. People recognized her because she was all over the Croatian newspapers. She has a worldwide impact. By the way, something that people don't know about you, just a human interest story. Dr. Reisman wrote songs for Captain Kangaroo.
Oh.
and sang.
She sang. She wrote the lyrics and
hero.
She sang the songs and... Yeah, she was part of the Captain Kangaroo back then. She's a very talented woman.
Oh, my goodness.
But then ultimately...
Well, and I had to give that up, you know.
To work
when
in this
I realized,
area.
Yeah.
But praise
yeah.
God, you're doing this. I mean, we need this information out there. We all need to be reading your books and being able to communicate what all this absurdity is based on with this whole LGBT and transgender issues, especially with children.
You know, Dr. Paul McHugh, Johns Hopkins University, says the obvious. A man can't change his sex to be a female. Talk to us about this whole transgender issue that we're seeing both in the schools and the attempted intrusion into our military.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks to good old Dr. Kinsey, whose aim was just the destruction of anything normal, as we can see, you see. He conceived of the concept that sexuality was fluid. He had a chart that he published in his book, which is nothing except, you know, you draw it. And that chart claimed that at the bottom of the chart, a zero represented exclusive heterosexuality, that is, somebody who only was a heterosexual, which was pretty much 99% of the world at the time.
Which he didn't like, by the way.
We got the zero. At the top of the chart, which was his preference, was homosexuality, and they got a six, you know, if you were exclusively homosexual. But in between, you could be anything and everything, and his claim was we were really all bisexual and we could, you know, float into whatever area we wanted to. By the way, Matt, we just got a major, you know, publication on this transgender thing.
You're working with one of our senior litigation attorneys, Mary McAllister.
Yes, I am.
To co-author this.
Mary McAllister, yeah. And with you guys, I mean, you know, listen, I could never have done any of this. I'm going to step aside here. I could have never done any of this without the support of Matt Staver. Little clapping there for that. And for Dr. Falwell Sr., because it was because of him, Dr. Falwell Sr., that brought me to Liberty when my research was being sabotaged. It's a long story. It's in one of my books. And he had everything redone, recopied, you know, totally. That was back in 86. We did an interview with him. It's on the YouTube. I urge people to take a look at that to get some idea of what was going on. But I cannot thank you enough, ex-dean of the law school, Staver.
Thank you, Dr. Reisman.
Well, the truth needs to be told, and you certainly are a wealth of it. So.
Well, our guest is Dr. Judith Reisman, a world-renowned expert, and I mean that. She is known around the world, and she's a highly sought-after speaker worldwide on the issue of Kinseyism, the fraud of Kinseyism, and this whole human sexology, where it began and what its objective is. And you can begin to see why things are unfolding the way they are when you understand that history. She has published a lot of material. Two books that I would recommend. We have them on our website at lc.org. Go to the online store and order Sexual Sabotage by Dr. Judith Reisman. This is now being translated in other languages. And Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. That is also the other book by Dr. Reisman. I encourage you to read them. This will ultimately set the foundation. You need to know where this came from so you know how to combat it. I'm Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel. For more information, visit lc.org. Stand with us in your prayers and your financial support as we advance religious freedom, sanctity of life, and family.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.